a diabetes breakthrough.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Thursday, February 16th, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, just a little side note, Jake. Uh-huh. Did you get that Martinez interview that I did yesterday in California?
No, he hasn't sent it over
yet. I want to check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
For all you Martinez guys.
Mr. Bill Martinez.
Listeners out in, was it in California? Is it east or west?
He's nationally syndicated. I believe it's east.
He's a nice guy.
Very.
So if you guys hear that before we do, send it over to us, please. Let us know what's up.
That's right.
I thought that was important.
It is important.
It's kind of like Sean Hannity came mm-hmm. through one of our public relations.
Yes, public relations.
Workers. Yeah, you like that?
Uh-huh. And relations to the public.
Sound like an old fat man with a cigar in my mouth. He said Bradley's bigger than life on that New York Times piece. Mm-hmm. People might want to check that out.
Yes.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You got it. It's on that front page.
For all you Alex Jones listeners out there, Jake and Bradley out there, he did a piece on us with MSNBC. If you'd like to check that out, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or if you'd like to check out my Facebook, it's Bradley double E Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, just a side note for all the new listeners. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. I said hate. The voice that the pro-murders, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, can I go back to that Sean Hannity compliment?
Mm-hmm.
Bradley's bigger than life, the article made me out to be.
As a matter of fact,
Times.
Folks, on Sons of Liberty Facebook, I'm going to be posting those in the next 10 seconds. So
okay,
you can go see
but what's important is it's not that I think I'm bigger or that he should look at me as being bigger than life. He should be looking at my father as being bigger than life because he created the heavens and the earth and all that dwell in it.
That's right.
That's how he should be looking at it.
And every Sunday when he goes to his Catholic church, he should be acknowledging that.
Speaking of the Catholic Church, great point. Isn't it interesting, on the way back from the office today, I was listening on the conservative radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best we got, folks. We're in trouble.
They're conserving.
Anyways, there's a lady on there, and she was complaining about the government and that they have no authority concerning what's going on with this whole contraception situation in the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And she's right. But I thought, you know, on the same hand, the woman's complaining that we're not a theocracy. Can you just stop just for a second and think about her confusion? She's angry with the government for making the Catholic Church take contraception, and rightfully so. She's right. The government has no authority. None. Folks, listen. The government has no authority. But listen, folks. She's complaining about a theocracy. She's saying we're not a theocracy. We're not to be ruled by God in this country. But she's angry at a government that will not be ruled by God. Just think about that. When you hear these people and their foolishness, it's like legalism, or it's like false grace, or it's like love, or it's like, you know, we're not a theocracy. Jake, you just found out that with a bunch of libertarians the other day.
Yeah.
He posted a comment about Rick Santorum. He gets all this feedback about, oh, God has nothing to do with government. Well, let me ask you something then, bro. What are you complaining about?
Right.
You're angry with a government that will not be ruled by the laws of our republic.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you talking about? A republic is laid in the Mosaic Institution. So if you agree that the government is lying, we're all in agreement. We're all in agreement with God.
Yep.
He said, thou shalt not lie. If we're all in agreement that the government shouldn't steal, we're all in agreement. Mm-hmm. The government shouldn't steal because God said, thou shalt not
steal.
Or lie, or murder, or commit adultery. I thought to myself, how foolish can you be, people? And what Jake got after he posted that Rick Santorum, see, they're mad at God. But yet, they're mad at the people that won't be ruled by God.
Yeah, both.
You're hypocritical. You're double-minded. Do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You're the worst of men.
Yeah.
Yet the Catholics say, oh, I know we're not a theocracy. I know that we're not a theocracy. I know we're not a nation that obeys God. We're not a country or a nation that we don't love God. Yeah, but isn't it interesting when you go to the veteran memorials, they got Christian crosses all, though they love them enough to die for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the American people spew out their ignorance on the memory and the honor of those that did die, bleed, and fight for who we are.
That's right.
We're not a theocracy. I know we're not a theocracy, but I'll tell you what, that government just has no business doing what... Lady, what are you talking about? You're being repaid to your face for your own hypocrisy. If we're not ruled by God, America, then who are we ruled by?
Mm-hmm.
We see what happens when people rule themselves.
Yep.
You call them the left.
That's right.
Boy, it's amazing how hypocritical people are. And just listen to them long enough because they'll fall into the hole that they
sure
themselves
do.
Have dug.
Yep.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back. After this break, if you'd like to be a part of the show, yay! 1-877-807-9977. We're not a theocracy! Oh, that government has no right doing that!
Oh, man, come on.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Theocracy, we're not a theocracy.
He's gone out of government.
Yeah, get him out of the way here. We know he's a stumbling block everywhere we turn. He's such a problem.
Wherever you're at war with God, it always comes right back to get you, folks. It always Ask Judas.
That's right.
Theocracy, we're a theocracy. No, we're not. We're not to be ruled by God. Then what are you complaining about, lady?
They're the bad people.
These are the same people and the same mindset of people that equate obedience to God as legalism.
That's right. That is exactly
right. You know, when people say theocracy, folks, by the way, if you'd like to go ahead and weigh in, we don't need your emails. Get out on the air with us, huh? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. You sit there and you complain about a government that's at war with God when you deny God. Mm-hmm. And the other question is if you're complaining about the government, then what's your point of reference to their right and to their wrong?
My opinion!
Where's your opinion come from, sir?
Well, mine's better than theirs.
Yeah! Theocracy. Right. We just aren't a theocracy. But yet again, they complain about being ruled by God, yet they complain about a government who won't be ruled by God. Mm. What was your experience, Mr. Jake McMillan?
Well, I will say this. It starts as just posting a mere picture. A video of Rick Santorum sharing his testimony. Now, as you all know, Rick Santorum is running for president.
Ooh.
And what I appreciate about his testimony, different from the Bush regime's testimony.
He practices what he preaches.
And he takes heat for it.
Yeah.
That's how you know he cares.
Yep.
Whereas the Bush regime practiced their testimony all over the country. So did Rick Perry and a host of other people.
Sure.
But they weren't willing to cross that line that said there's persecution on the other side.
Right.
Rick did. So I posted his testimony. This was the end of the conversation after you go back and forth. What happens is, you post something like that, then you have the non-Christians, the atheists and all that.
Sure.
They come in and they flock on you like a bunch of vultures to dead meat. It's insane. I can't even believe how
dead
how,
meat, living
how
meat.
Much yeah or either I can't believe how much people actually spend on Facebook, because I haven't spent that much time as I did yesterday answering, but it doesn't stop. They keep coming. After that happens, then you get the conservative Christians or libertarians,
sure.
as you will.
Yeah.
Then, rather than siding with the Word of God and
That's
confronting
right. That's right.
other folks,
they side with the ACLU, who's at war with God.
But they would never say that.
I know.
But their argument, when you bring them in the full circle, this
sure.
is what it ends in. You can't make God's law the government's law. This was the very end of our conversation. Because of that, no one can respect God's law and abide by it when they don't believe in God to begin with.
Really? So wait a second. So let me say this then, Jake.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that an atheist can go ahead and steal, he can kill, he can covet, he can commit adultery.
Oh, yeah.
He can do all that stuff.
Oh,
then.
Of course, and live in America.
No. I'm
God
talking to the
America.
Common mind out there. So are you telling me, folks, this individual is telling me that if I don't believe in God, then therefore I don't have to play, to obey the laws of the United States of America?
They would rather offend God
You're not
than
making,
an
that's
ungodly
not my point.
People.
That's not my point. My point is can an atheist walk into a store and steal
no.
without recompense?
No.
Why?
Because God said.
It's against the law.
That's right.
Can a man lie in court? That's
no.
called perjury. Why? Because God said, thou shalt not lie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can I go ahead and take another man's property through any means necessary because I so desire to do that?
No.
God said, thou shalt not covet, and he also said, thou shalt not steal. Can I go anywhere in the United States of America, folks, and kill somebody without recompense? No. What if an atheist said he can because he said he doesn't believe in God?
Mm-hmm. And those rules that
come on,
the theocracy stuff.
Folks, they catch themselves at every turn. Mm-hmm. Every turn. And what you have here, what you're talking about to profess Christians, you have a lack of Christianity,
That's
Jake.
Exactly what it is.
They're a bunch of capitulating cowards is what they are.
Because they're, again, willing to justify man over God.
That's
right. What they want.
Yeah.
They want man's system. And they're not
because
even
because they obey
about
man's system and not God's.
And they're exactly. They're not
yeah.
afraid of offending God. They're afraid of offending man.
These are the guys that say, we have no king but King Caesar, as Christ is
yep.
being crucified on the cross. And by the way, it was the Pharisees that had him crucified, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We have no king but King Caesar. Well, whatever the government says, it must be. Really? Then let me again ask you the question, what are you complaining about then, folks? Don't sit there and complain about this isn't a Christian nation. Well, in fact, you're complaining about a government that won't obey Christian law.
That's right.
How foolish.
The source of all law. We cannot justify. It makes so much sense to me. It's so perfectly clear that we obey God because God gave us our liberties. If we throw that out the window, these people would say, well, we can't have too much God in government. We don't want liberals in government. We don't want hypocritical conservatives in government. So what's left? You, your opinion. I'm not going to trust your opinion. I'm going to trust that standard that, yes.
Remember Madeleine Murray O'Hare?
Sin can
be
made illegal.
Do you guys all remember her? She was the lady that had prayer removed. Do you remember her?
Mm-hmm.
And she hated the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Do you know that she was killed?
Yeah, they never found her body or nothing, right?
That's right. Now, do you suppose Madeleine Murray O'Hare, the one that was at war with God, do you think about the time that that individual was about ready to take her out? That she wished that that murderer had feared God and
yep.
understood thou shalt not kill?
That's right.
Come on!
Would have protected her.
What do you think? Now, all these Planned Parenthood people, folks, that are advocating which God condemns, do you suppose that it was a good idea that their parents feared God enough to keep them alive until today? And they're so unthankful that their parents feared God, that they're at war with God by advocating that which he condemns now?
Yeah.
Them are the worst of men. By the way, that is the definition of wicked folks. Let me give you something else here. Let's go back to the very beginning.
We're not a theocracy.
It's interesting. She's complaining about the government that is forcing the Catholic Church to give its women parishioners contraceptions. Now, it's interesting that the Catholic Church is now being pounded on by the people for not preventing this from happening with the government. How did that happen? How did that happen, folks? Had the church been preaching out against the sins of fornication and adultery, which people are complaining about the Catholic Church today.
That's right.
Then they wouldn't have the problem with the government trying to sell contraception to its parishioners. And why? Because their women knew to fear the Lord. And there would be no sale. And let me tell you this. No sale, no government involvement.
That's right. No sin, no government involvement.
Prevention is better than cure, folks. But because the preachers weren't doing their job, it bled over onto the government to implement it by force upon the people that are in their congregations.
That's right. That's right.
See how it started at
There's
the church?
Where the blame lies.
That's exactly right. Now, what's interesting about this is this exemplifies a perfect, it's a perfect parallel, perfect scenario. They don't want to be ruled by God, but yet they're mad at the government when they're not ruled by God. This same woman talking about what I'm explaining to you right now. Isn't it interesting? We've said this so many times from this pulpit. If you won't be ruled by God, then you'll be ruled by tyrants. What's taking place of God, folks, when you won't be ruled by God?
Man.
Tyrants! What's happening across the country when you won't be ruled by God and love Him enough to obey His commandments to enforce them against tyranny? Tyrants begin to be empowered to overtake
the church.
See how it works?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stephanie was telling me about Richard Wurmbrand. He was a POW, a prisoner of war, a prisoner of Christ's church. And he sat in prison with a Romanian. Because Richard Wurmbrand wouldn't bow to the state.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, God is the head, you are not.
That's right.
To the state. And the Russians, by the way, were worse than the Germans. And Richard Wurmbrand, in a cell, said to this Romanian, who was raised up under the Russians, he said to him, he said, do you believe in God? You know what the Romanian prisoner said that was raised up under communism? You know what he said? Listen carefully, folks. He said, I have not been given that command to believe. I have not been given that command to believe. What are you seeing right now in this country? A government trying to say, this is my commandment, and this is what you will believe, and if you won't listen to me, then it's off with your head. Look at history, folks. Rest assured, it's coming, folks. It's coming, and I'll tell you why it's coming. And by the way, it's not just aimed at the Catholic Church. It's aimed at your freedom of speech, your freedom of choice. If you want to go along with this ignorance that theocracy, we're not ruled by God, then I'll tell you what. First of all, shut your mouth because you have nothing to complain about. Because the government is acting out what you've been teaching them and allowing them to do. So now what's your complaint? You better put it into perspective, folks. You want a future and a hope, then get your head on right and look at your history. Because if you don't look at your history, it's going to repeat itself. And sorry to say it, folks, it is. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, let's see some spine, folks. 1-877-
Removed from the busy downtown, but within walking distance of the White House and the National Mall, the DoubleTree Washington is perfect for visiting the sites and monuments, or for just enjoying the fashionable DuPont Circle. Admire the architecture, while away the hours in a cafe, or stroll the tree-lined streets. DoubleTree Washington will be there to welcome you with our caring staff and warm cookie. Spring promotions are now being published as low as $119. Get yours now, or, like the cherry blossoms, they'll be gone quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You know, it's interesting. Talking about how a lady today was saying, we're not a theocracy, we're not a theocracy. And I said, well, then what are you complaining about, lady? You're complaining about a government that won't be ruled by God, yet you're sitting there working against yourself by saying we're not a Christian nation and we don't need to obey him. The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. What kind of a society are we leaving to our children? Folks, our wisdom is justified by our children. Let's just look at what we're leaving our kids. And yet what we do is we listen to people that try to justify themselves and say, well, we're a Christian nation, of course, but we're not a theocracy. And their kids sit there and watch them complain about a government all day that doesn't obey the laws of our Mosaic institution. Yep. Mm-hmm. How hypocritical.
Yep.
You know what's also interesting about that is yesterday we were talking about Whitney Houston. Here's the version of America's Love, folks. Same line, same context. I walked into the grocery store today, got some juice. I said, where's the picture of Whitney Houston? I said, just a couple days ago they were mocking her for being a druggie and a drunker. And I said, where's those pictures? She said, oh, they took them down. But the new ones today is how much everybody loves Whitney Houston and misses her. Man, the mercies of the wicked are cruel. If that's your version of love, I don't want it. You know, it's interesting. Everybody loves her and misses her now that she's dead. Yeah. But nobody loved her enough to get in her face and tell her to quit doing what she's doing because it was sin before God.
That's right.
Just think she'd be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was talking about what her pastor must have omitted from the pulpit. What he didn't say. This is the problem in America. It starts with the church. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. That's gone. The preachers don't believe, and they want the people to believe. Mm-hmm. For the most part, the preachers don't believe, folks. They're hirelings. They teach wide and broad rather than straight and narrow, and difficult is the way. It's what they omit, folks, that's the problem. It's what the conservatives omit. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Oh, we love Whitney Houston so much. We miss her so much. Really? What a sickening scenario.
What did your love say to her when she was alive?
What did her pastor omit that she would go out and spend $7 million on cocaine?
That's a lot.
And drink binges. And she was raised in the church. Mm-hmm. You're the worst of men. This reminds me of what the church teaches.
Yeah.
Just like Aaron. Let's go listen to Moses. You know, they've forgotten the New Testament, those that withstood Moses, Jannes and Jamboree, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they disobeyed. It's like, we don't want Moses. We don't want to hear what he has to say. We want Aaron, and we'll give him all of our gold and our silver, all of our money, and you make us a God to go before us. And we'll say it was this God that delivered us. Sounds pretty familiar, huh, folks? The preacher doesn't preach the law unto judgment, mercy, and faith anymore. What he preaches is, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, which is unscriptural. And what do you have? You have a golden calf. And what did you do? Your country fell into idolatry because it failed to uphold the standard of which Christ died for, magnifying the law unto righteousness.
That's right.
Lasciviousness. Lawlessness. And what does the Bible say? The love of many will grow cold because of what? The workers of lawlessness.
Yep.
They don't love. Their love just turns their shoulder, or turns their cheek or their head the other way, and they don't say nothing. We don't love enough to correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'll tell you what's going on in this country right now, America, you have it coming. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. Because if this is what's going to wake you up, it's a blessing if you can see it through God's eyes. Mm-hmm. Obama's administration is a blessing for anybody that has ears and eyes to hear and see. He's waking this country up. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes, God said.
That's right.
And praise God for it. This is, if people respond to what Obama's doing to them, you're going to be the biggest nightmare Obama's ever had.
That's right.
And let me tell you, that is love. By God, to chastise you, mm-hmm. to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
And these ignoramuses that are in government, folks, and these ignoramuses that are on conservative radio, you got to say goodbye to them. You know, it's the same thing. We got these constitutional conservatives on the radio. They complain about what government's doing all day, but they don't tell you what the Constitution says.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the answer.
Yep.
Empower the people. They do everything but empower you people, and then you wonder why it's circular reasoning, a dog chasing his tail.
Yep.
He wouldn't have a job if he told you the answer, folks.
Yep. You'll wind up with the next dictator that you can put in, regardless of the party, because if you don't have God as your anchor, which he is the source of all law, you're going to spin in circles.
There's a great condemners, dude. They get on the radio every day and they tell you everything going on wrong. No, that's fine, but give them the answer.
Yeah.
The answer.
Yeah, it's like you don't want a map that's guiding you along as you're lost, telling you where you're going to get more lost. You need a map that shows you where you need to go.
You know what the government's doing next? You know what the government's doing next? Oh, my gosh, you know what they're going to do next? You know what the government's doing to you next, folks? Oh, my gosh, the military's coming undone. You know what's happening? You know what's happening through Homeland Security, folks? Man, I'll tell you what. Here, I got a plan for you. What we can do is we can go ahead and we can sell you some ammo for your basement when you cement yourself in, because all these tyrants are coming. And I'll tell you what, when you get your water filter and you put it down in the basement right next to you, you don't have to worry about these guys. And we can even sell you through fear. We can sell you some rations. And what? I'll tell you what, you got the water system, you got the rations, and you got your basement and the ammunition. I'll tell you what, you got all that stuff. What sold it to you, folks? Fear did.
Mm-hmm.
What sold it to you, folks? Fear did. Where's courage in that? Where's overcoming in that? That's un-American, folks. It's not who we are. What is fear? The absence of courage. What did our veterans do? They showed the ultimate sacrifice with their courage, with their lives. And for us to stand down and complain about what we tolerate in this country, we're the worst of men. Not on my watch, folks. No way. We got Sean in Iowa. Thank you for calling the Sons of Liberty. How are you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Blessings to you.
Two quick blessings.
Yes.
If we are not ruled by God, then why is it you put a hand on the Bible when you swear to tell the truth when you're in court?
Amen.
And secondly, you brought up Whitney Houston. Here's what the world thinks of her. They raised her album price by $4.
That's right.
Just since she passed away.
Great
point.
They
want to profit off of her, and they think no more of her than a dollar.
Amen. Great point, Sean. Great point. That's exactly right. They care more about profit than they do about righteousness.
Yep.
And then they wonder in this country why we're losing our country. God forbid, Sean, we lose our country. God forbid, the Bible says that God is faithful unto 1,000 generations. Listen, this ministry, every day of our life, we're calling out to God, Lord, give us what others failed to keep. And we're not going to stand down, bro. No way on God's green. I'll tell you why, because if we did, you know what we'd be doing? We'd be doing the same thing the politicians are doing, destroying our country. And that's exactly what people that sit and complain about what's going on in their country and do nothing about it, they're in agreement with the politicians because they do nothing about them that are desecrating the memories of the veterans that died for us.
That's right.
Amen. Right. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it, bro. I really do. Hang on a second. Heather's going to be on the phone for you. You just lost him. Hey, folks, how can you not be passionate? Go sit in a circle of veterans for 5 minutes. Go get in praise and worship for 5 minutes. And you'll understand what I'm talking about.
There's only one reason you can't be passionate, and that's if there's no love. If you don't love, you're not going to be passionate. And no amount of passion crammed into your brain can cause you to love. It comes as an outsource of you. That river of living water comes out of you. I'm going to bring up four things because this was a question, and this person's phone is dead. And now I'm talking directly to him.
We're getting some emails coming in.
He's been instant messaging on this theocracy route. Number one, go to the Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I wrote a paper on theocracy, so it's important to understand what we're talking about and what we're referencing to. Number two, the government can make sin illegal. That's its job. Sin is merely this, the breaking of the law. We're talking about physical acts. That's right. The government can't come in and tell me not to lust over women. It can't do that. But if my lust causes me to go rape a woman, the government can step in.
That's right.
It can't control my conscience. Our founders never intended. That's why non-Christians can live in this country. But if they break the moral code of this country, Christian, non-Christian government can come in and execute justice upon them.
Upon who?
Upon those that break the law.
That's right. And that's the only jurisdiction that the state has with the church
physical
is when they break natural law.
That's exactly right. So that's why a federal government, if the states won't listen to and say that abortion is okay, it's okay for citizens to kill the life of another, the federal government can step in just like it did for black folks during the Equal Rights Movement or people of
other
races.
Which was an issue of law.
That's right. The Bill of Rights. When the state doesn't listen, the federal government can protect the citizens of those states.
That's right.
It can't come in and tell the citizens of those states what they can eat. It can't come in and tell them how to worship, which is another part of freedom of conscience. It can't tell you what day you're supposed to worship on, how many times you're supposed to pray a day. It can't even tell you to read your Bible. But what it can do is execute justice on those that break the law. And what is their point of reference to that law? And this is where we get hung up here. Because you are so set on proving that we're not a theocracy and that God has nothing to do with our laws and that the physical force of government can't come in and rule people's lives, that you ostracize God, you turn away from God.
How's that working out for you, America?
Exactly. You've got the fruit of it right now, and get ready for a lot more if you don't want God in the spectrum.
Amen.
Because you're going to exchange God for who? You? Well, you're no different than
Obama.
That's
what it is.
That's exactly right.
They call him a narcissist. He's arrogant.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
I won't
submit myself to the Son of God who bled on Calvary for the sins of the world. No, I'm better than that. I'm not that weak-minded.
That's right.
Oh, really? You try bearing your cross one day, brother or sister,
tell me
how weak it is.
That's right.
No, that's where the power is. Mm-hmm. That's where the power's at, is in the resurrection, not in the carnal state, folks.
That's exactly right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back. Final segment of Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Thanks for the call, Sean. We appreciate you, brother. It's good to hear people out there doing something, doing the right.
That's right.
The right time.
Making right.
Which is right now.
Right now.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to preach on tomorrow. Preaching as to convert nobody. I'm going to show you what the preachers in this country, folks, 300,000 preachers standing down on abortion and on homosexuality. You know why? Because they're afraid someone might stain their characters. I didn't know that when we gave ourselves to Christ, we had anything to protect. Mm-hmm. We lost that when we gave our lives away to Christ.
That's exactly why.
But tomorrow we're going to be talking about preaching as to convert nobody. And again, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, I want you on my Facebook, please. It's Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, what we've been talking about is, we're not a theocracy, we're not a theocracy. Listen carefully to what James Garfield, the president of these United States, two times over, oh, by the way, he was a preacher, he said, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress that they complain about. Mm-hmm. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because of the people demand these high qualities to represent them in national legislature.
Amen.
If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of that nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. And let me give you one more quote by a preacher named Charles Finney. He said the church must take right ground in regard to politics. The time has come that Christians, real ones, might vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come when they must act differently because God cannot and will not sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. It seems sometimes as if the foundations of the nation are becoming rotten, and Christians seem to act as if they think God does not see what they do in politics. But I tell you, said Charles Finney, I tell you, he does see it, and he will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. By the way, for all you good professing Christians out there that sit on your morals and do a whole lot of nothing, I want to tell you something. You have Satanists and satanic churches that believe more than you do because they realize that you don't understand the power you have in Christ. Yep. They can see it.
That's right.
Just thought I'd share that with you.
Because you won't stand and take the authority that is found in your morality. And if you don't do that, then just like you said, you're sitting on your laurels, you're doing nothing. You can't sit on the crown Christ gave you. You have to go out and share that crown with people and do it with authority. There's a representative out of Nebraska who's a Republican, actually. He's a conservative. And he's been questioning this whole concept of Obama forcing contraceptives to the Catholic Church and religious institutions. And I'm agreeing with him.
He's your bulwark, folks.
Yes, this is the bulwark. And I'm agreeing with him. Yep, you're right. And then he says, you know what? It's not even an issue of Obama telling churches. It's an issue of conscience. Obama shouldn't be able to force any organization. I'm like, amen, cool, cool, cool. But listen to this report. Instead of taking it all the way home, it's like they go to the finish line about 10 feet before the finish line. After they just ran an awesome race, they said all the right things, and they say, but we just don't want to cross the finish line.
That's right.
Let's go ahead. Let's listen to Representative Jeff Fortenberry from Nebraska.
Beyond the religious liberty issue, is it constitutional for the federal government to force private companies to offer products for free?
Well, obviously that's about to be decided in the court system.
Right, but...
Well, in the terms of the larger mandate.
I'm talking about, like, the president's compromise. I mean, do you think that's also an issue?
I don't know how to... That's a subset of this whole debate, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? The bigger issue is forcing someone to provide something that violates their deeply held beliefs. But forcing the government, or using the government at all to force someone to provide a service for free, could it be an infringement upon the First Amendment rights to free speech, free association? We'll let the courts decide.
No, stop! Why are you saying anything at all if it isn't unconstitutional? You don't need the court to tell you that!
That's right, but that's where they want it to go. Folks,
they want to stay there!
That's what you have to understand, folks, is they want to push it into the courts because that's where your rights will be robbed of you.
Yes, they will.
And that's exactly what these guys know. Now, I just like the word subset. It's mm-hmm. like, did this guy just create this in his mind? Because there's no such word.
Oh, really?
Well, where did that come from? Is that like in that political talk? You know,
that's
folks,
right.
They get this political talk
you
going
know
on.
What I mean, right?
It's like a different, it's like Chinese to us. Folks, if you read the Constitution, you'll see that they manipulate this talk to mean only what it means to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the farmer that established the Constitution so a farmer could understand the Constitution.
Those brilliant farming minds.
Yeah.
But here you have the guy who brings it all close to the finish line and then he says, okay, now get it out of my hands because I don't want too much pressure. I don't want to look like a bad guy. I want to get reelected. And I don't know what the deal is, but they're cowards.
Dude, they need to look like the bad guy. Do they not realize that people will stand
That's
behind
right.
him for doing the right thing? The bad guy to the world, by the way. One more thing, Jake, with this joker in a uniform, this waste of skin.
Yes.
Folks, if this is your bulwark, now do you understand why you're losing your rights?
I know.
You know why? I'll tell you why they don't go all the way through with it. Because they're compromised men.
Yeah.
That's why. They're compromised to the point that they know somebody's got something on them, and they can only go so far before they start obeying orders again. And let me tell you, they're not from God.
That's right.
Theocracy, we're not a theocracy. What's the problem?
Oh, can I bring up two things?
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
America, let me say this. Those that have the privilege to know have the right to act.
That's right. Exactly.
Not only the right, but folks, you have the duty to act.
That's right.
You've been given the knowledge for a reason to respond to what's going on. This government throughout the United States, it needs to be gleaned in righteousness lawfully.
Yep.
It needs to be gleaned. And I want to say this. If you are putting your trust in your conservative Republicans, folks, you better look behind the curtain because we've had more problems with them people than we had from the left.
That's right.
You better understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They will be the ones doing the attacking because they don't want you outdoing what they leave undone.
so easy.
You have to understand that. If they're not taking the shots in the press, it's because they're no good.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the press hailing them, they're no good. If you have the press attacking them, 9 times out of 10, you probably got a good guy.
That's right.
At work for you right there. And cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Now do you understand what we're talking about concerning this supposed senator that says, let it go to the courts and decide? No, we don't need to go to the courts and have them decide because we have the Bill of Rights that bars the government, and that Bill of Rights has been given to show them what they can't do.
That's right. Which is the very reason why they're gonna take us against it.
Maybe they're taking us to court for what we're doing to them.
Wow.
That's next. That's what at length
is
going
on. Stand, that's exactly what's next. The Declaration of Independence says, it is their right, it is their duty. Notice he says right, and then Jefferson says it is their duty to throw off such government. It is our right and our duty to respond. Now I want to say this.
Corruption.
If this guy was scared about, what are the people going to do? Number one, the people want to see you stand up. I mean, what person would go to a race and the guy would run the full race, stop five feet before the finish line and say, I just broke a record for as fast as I ran 5 feet before the finish line. You'd say, well, it was no good. There's no record. No precedent has been set. You've got to cross the line. If the people stood up and loved him, which is what they would do.
You mean what
you
say? Is that what you're saying here, Jay?
Yes. If the people would love him, which is they would if he did and he played the bulwark in reality. But it doesn't matter. What if the people didn't like him? So what? He swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, so help me God. It's God who we stand before that we need to please, not even the people. But at this particular point, you remember the movie Braveheart. When he said,
I remember the Braveheart. Do you remember the
Mr.
Braveheart?
Mr. Longshanks?
Maybe we should send a copy to
Mr. Fortenberry.
Waste the skin here.
Mr. Fortenberry?
Yes.
Do you remember what Longshanks' son, he was looking at his son quibbling on the ground after he backhand slapped him, which was awesome. He's laying down on the ground and he said, who will I send against William Wallace? Who will I send against my enemy? Certainly not myself. It might be my head in a basket. Certainly not my son. The mere sight of him would only encourage an enemy to take over all of England.
Great analogy. Great analogy. We have in church, folks.
The whole country.
Do I hear
not
amen?
A bulwark. Amen.
No,
hallelujah.
That's exactly right, dude. That little wimpy, scrawny, spineless, immoral pansy.
Representative
only
Fortenberry.
Encourages the enemy to do what he's doing. What do you have in Congress? Federally, what do you have? Somebody standing down to a narcissist. And by the way, you can't even blame Obama,
no.
America.
No.
You have to take responsibility.
That's right.
Obama is not the problem. He is only the picture of what you have tolerated in this country, America.
Well, let the courts decide. Well, just think about that even. You're going to go let the courts decide on something Obama's done when he's already stacking the courts with a bunch of liberal, immoral people?
Yeah, you just ripped that off from me, Jake.
Oh, did I?
You know what? I'm going to set up tomorrow.
Let the devil decide what he wants to do with
totally
us.
I'm totally playing, dude. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about preaching as to convert nobody, because this is exactly what 300,000 pulpits in this country have been doing, or should I say undoing.
Yeah.
And I want to say this concerning what we were talking about earlier. What are they preaching? Let me say it this way. Persecution, concerning persecution, has slain its thousands, but prosperity has slain her tens of thousands. Folks, let's get our priorities right. Let's not serve fear. Let's serve Christ. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya!